when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious, precious Blood River Radio family members out there listening in. I'd like to welcome you to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bomber Dare Miller, and it is, it is March the 16th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty God, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. There is no other. I would like to dedicate this broadcast tonight to two different people. One person we want to dedicate this broadcast to is, I just call him Mr. Buddy. And everybody knows Mr. Buddy, but his name is Henry Kirkland. He's been ill. He's been in the hospital. He has supported us off and on for years. He's just a really good man. He supports all the people in our movement. He really does. Also, I would like to dedicate the program to Mr. Tim Knowles. He was the Arkansas director of the League of the South, and he has passed on for some time, but I found that about not that long ago. But I'd like to dedicate the show to those two people. Very, very good people. I've worked with both of them, and they're as good as any that I know. Anyway, we give the donors this week. We hadn't had any donations this week, but they've been coming in pretty good. But also, one thing we do, people, but I'd like to thank the donors anyway, the ones that have been donating steadily. And before I go to the prayer, I'm kind of out of order. We usually do the prayer first. I would like to pass on. I got a phone call from a supporter today. And he traveled all the way across the country. I'm not going to say where to where because I don't want to give him away. But he's a very precious man. He has a large family. He puts out a lot of money to keep them in private schools. And I've got photographs of him and his family on my wall. They're all beautiful people. They keep to themselves. They practice what they preach. He has a grandchild who's participating with a college-level athletic team. And he's very proud of them. He called me and he shares me what I'm getting to. When you have people that listen to your broadcasts, that follow you, and they support you, and they're like doctors and lawyers and things like that, and really I can't carry their socks. And they call me and tell me about their most intimate family details. I'm telling you, people, you cannot buy that. You really can't. When someone trusts you like that, and this obvious love and admiration, which goes both ways, it's mutual, you can't buy. That's what it's all about. But I just wanted to pass that on because we are a kind of a family show here. We really are. Anyway, people, also, as you well know, we are a Christian radio program here. And before we go another foot further, we're going to get our star guest on tonight, Dr. Michael Hill from the League of the South. Admire this man very much. He's been under duress from the get-go, from day one, and the duress keeps getting harder and harder, the stress. Anyway, but Dr. Hill always leads us in the prayer anytime he's on the radio show, a broadcast. This is not a show. It's not for entertainment. Hopefully we can entertain you a little bit sometimes, you know, to keep your attention. But pretty much it's hardcore. At least I like to think it is anyway, if we try to make it hardcore. Anyway, Dr. Hill, say hello to people, anything you want to. Introduce yourself just for any new people. We have new people coming in from time to time, and tell them who you are. And if you will, brother, lead us in prayer.
Well, I certainly will, and let's get the first things first, brother. let's bow our heads and pray to the sovereign Lord of the universe. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the opportunity to speak the truth to power. We pray now that you'll equip us to do that and do it well, to do our duty, as General Lee said, is the most sublime thing that we can do in this life. Give us the courage and the wisdom to do that. Give us strength to fight the fights that you put in front of us, and give us victory over our enemies. For Jesus Christ's sake and in his name, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much. And before we go any further, Dr. Hill, give the people just a brief bio, because we have a lot of new people. I can tell you. I can promise you we do.
That's great. That's great news.
That don't know you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Michael Hill. I'm the president and one of the founders of the League of the South. We've been together for almost 30 years as a Southern Nationalist organization. I live in Killen, Alabama, out in the country outside of Killen, in extreme northwest Alabama, almost in Tennessee, your state, Eddie. So,
yes, sir.
I have been fortunate to have been in this fight for white survival and white prosperity for a long time, 30 years of it with the League, and still going, thanks to the good people that we get to work with, including the host of this radio broadcast today.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor.
He's going to be speaking next month, late next month, at one of our events over in Georgia, and I'm hoping that he'll bring his radio show over there with him where we can do a live broadcast there.
We're halfway there.
Georgia. Absolutely. But as I said, the League is a Southern Nationalist organization. We make no bones about it. We'd like a free and independent South, one where we could run our own affairs the way we see fit, not have them run for us by a bunch of non-Southerners and a bunch of Jews. So we are unabashedly pro-Southern and pro-white. There's not much we won't talk about. So I hope you enjoy. the broadcast today. So
we always do, Dr. Hill. As we talked about earlier, I called you earlier and told you one thing I like when we get Dr. Hill on, and I have great other family members, Blood River Radio family members, that help us run this program. When I got people like Dr. Hill coming on. The third hour is another League brother, Gene Andrews, coming on, a.k.a. the Bitter Ender. I just put it on cruise control, and I enjoy it just like one of our listeners, because I always hear things that I don't know about. And we're all very passionate people in the League, people in this so-called movement. We put our life blood in it. I mean, Dr. Hill could be doing other things. I could be doing other things. Hell, I could be out crappie fishing at Tunica. I was talking about this beautiful Oxbow Lake in Memphis. We could be crappie fishing. We could do any number of things. But, and I can guarantee you, you'll never go. There's two things you're not going to get rich at doing, Dr. Hill. You're not going to get rich being a registered nurse, even if you're a certified trauma nurse. And you're not going to get you're not going to get rich being a so-called, we're not alt-right, we're hardcore right. You're not going to get rich being a hardcore right radio business, man. That's for damn sure. So that's my long roundabout redneck way of saying it's a calling. It's almost like being a minister. But anyway, Dr. Hill, we still have a few minutes before we go to our first break. And so why don't you lead us off, brother? I know you always can, because you're full of knowledge, and you have a great presence of mind and focus that I wished I was better at. But anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill. Let people know who we're going to be talking about tonight.
Well, in general, you know, we're in a presidential election year, and I know a lot of my Southern Nationalist friends said we shouldn't be concerned with that because we're secessionists and we want to break away from this rotting American empire. But my position on that's a little bit different. Yes, we do want to break away from it, and the first opportunity we get, we will. But for right now, we're part of this American Union, for better or worse, and what happens within it has a tremendous impact on us and what course we might have to take for the future, or what course we might find advantageous to take in the future. This is going to be a very tumultuous year. There's going to be a lot of chaos between now and probably, to be honest about it, Inauguration Day in January of 2025, just a little less than a year from now. And you know, it's a pretty simple situation to understand. I mean, obviously, I don't know Donald Trump, and I would imagine that nobody out there in your listening audience does either. And when we come back, I'll tell you why that's important.
I tell you what, I can't wait to hear that myself, brother. We'll be right. People will be right back after this first break. So hang on to your seats.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say
something. Dear precious Blood River Radio family, we have, just in case you're just tuning in, we have my friend, your brother, our brother, Dr. Michael Hill. He is the chairman of the League of the South. I would say probably the only organization of our type left since the Battle of Charlottesville. There was a lot of them there at that time in Charlottesville. I don't know how you can count them. You couldn't count them on two hands. White nationalist organizations. And I don't know, before we go back to what Dr. Hill was talking about, he's talking about the upcoming tumultuous event that's probably going to accompany the election, the presidential election. But Dr. Hill, I don't know, at the top of your, you probably don't know, but at the top of your head, about how many, before we go back, about how many organizations do you think were around at Charlottesville when Charlottesville went on, and then how many are left?
I'd say there were probably about a half a dozen serious white nationalist organizations, hard right type organizations represented at Charlottesville. I'm not counting the various Klan groups because I don't really know that much about them. Some of them were very small and I don't know that much about them, but there were, other than that, there were about six, half a dozen or so legitimate main organizations. And to my knowledge, we're the only one that's still left and functioning. I think maybe one of them went through a transformation and name change, but I don't know that much about it. But I do know that some of them just completely went defunct after the Charlottesville debacle, I guess you might say. But we've, by the grace of God and because of the dedication and faithfulness of our members, we've managed to hang around and we're still in the fight. So,
you know, we all took our lumps now. We took a beating. I mean, I tell you what,
Oh, yeah, we did.
I know there's no cliche that says one of the first person I knew was Coach. Now, this is kind of an aside, but it applies to what we're talking about. Coach Billy Key, paratrooper, Second World War, Korea, turned football coach, Longview Junior High back in the early 60s. He used to have had a sign hanging up in the shower room and later. And also I heard, let's see, Coach Vince Lombardi said the same thing. It's not who gets knocked down. He said everybody gets knocked down. It's the guy who gets knocked down, gets up, gets knocked down, gets up, gets knocked down, gets up. You keep getting up, getting up, getting up. Even Tom Brady. But that's what we've done. And I know we were bloodied, but, you know, if you're in any kind of a battle, you're going to get bloodied. That's just part of it. But
My daddy used to tell me, Eddie, that there's no shame in getting knocked down. The shame is not getting back up to fight again. So,
and I take pride in that. I think we've kept slugging and slugging and slugging. But I just want to get that out there to people. It's hard. I mean, man, it is really tough. Precious few. I'll tell you what. Precious few people will even call in on a broadcast like this. The people who donate, and God bless them, so many, they send, you know, the donations into cash because they're afraid, and rightfully so. We have people, a few doctors, a lawyer or two, you know, if they're in insensitive positions, and if they get found out, their history, the powers that be, the geocracy, will ruin them. But anyway, brother, I'm getting carried along. I've got us too far off track of what you wanted to talk about. I'm bad about that, and I apologize. But you were talking about this upcoming election, and you know how you think that, and I agree with you. We have to participate as long as we're in it. We have to keep going. Hell, who knows? Maybe we can take the damn thing over. Who knows? But go ahead, Dr. Hill.
You know, here's what I'm concerned about. You know, we've had a problem for many, many years, decades even, back into the Reagan administration and maybe even before, with illegal aliens coming across the southern border. But it's gotten to be what it once was a steady stream has now become a torrent. And the fact is, we just don't know who's coming across that border. And it seems like from the video that we see that it's military age, potential fighting men, like they're bringing an army in here for some reason. I mean, normally when you think about refugees, you think about families, including old women, old men, young children, husbands, wives, whatever age. But this has been mainly military-age men that are coming across. That doesn't make any sense to me from the point of view of them being refugees or even just immigrants looking for a better life. I mean, why do you leave your women and children behind and come as a young man? To me, there's something else going on here. And these are chaos agents, I think. And I've been talking to quite a few people here over the last few years about situations, including this one. And I trust these people. They've confided in me, and I really appreciate them doing that, giving me intelligence about what they think I need to know. And it looks like there's two possible scenarios setting up here. One is that the left, for lack of a better collective term, has got to do anything they can do to keep Trump out of office because they're afraid of him. They're afraid of his retribution tour, I think is what they call it, where he's going to get revenge on all of his enemies. May God let that happen, because a lot of his enemies are ours. But, you know, I think they've been trying their very best through legal means and all of that to keep Trump from getting on the ballot and maybe putting him in prison. And it doesn't look like any of that's going to work out for them. Obviously, there have been people who have said, well, if they can't keep him off the ballot. They might just try to assassinate him or something like that. And, of course, that's not out of the question.
Terrific.
Or they might try to keep the election from happening at all. And if they have enough chaos in the streets, and obviously these military age refugees, males, are potential chaos agents for that purpose. They could be organized, equipped, and simply sent out to cause as much, raise as much hell in the streets as possible to give the Biden administration, whoever's running the show in D.C., a plausible excuse for either canceling or postponing the elections.
We saw that, didn't we, Dr. Hill?
Yeah, we've seen it. Or if not that, Eddie, at least cover for cheating again. I mean, everybody knows that they ripped off that 2020 election. That was not a fair election. That was a stolen election. Now, I say that, you know, I'm not a big Trump supporter. I never have been. I certainly would rather have had him than Hillary Clinton in office in 2016. But as I went off of the first break saying, I don't know Donald Trump, and I bet not many of your listeners can say they know him either. So he's kind of an unknown factor, but he has made the right enemies. And that's pretty much all we can go on is what we see. Now, if they don't do plan one, which is to try to disrupt things and cause enough chaos to get the election postponed or canceled, they might do plan B. And I was talking with a close friend of mine the other day who thinks that this is probably the likely scenario. They won't be able to keep Trump from winning the election. But once he is in office, they're going to turn the rioters loose and try to compromise his ability to govern and to just kind of hamstring him with all this. But I'm telling you, that could backfire on him because, you know, people said, oh, well, Trump went easy on all the rioters back in 2020 after the George Floyd thing. And he did, and I don't know why he did. This time he may not. He may have what I like to call a Napoleon Bonaparte moment when, you know, Napoleon made his name as a young artillery officer by taking artillery in the streets of Paris and blowing the hell out of the rioters there with grape shot. And that worked, you know. And the question is, you know, is Trump going to change course and do something like that to save his presidency? I don't know. But I tell you this, I say all this to say that to say this, there's going to be a lot of chaos between now and January of 2025, and you had better be prepared for it. I think every time I've come on your show, I've told your listeners, I said, get yourself prepared for the unknown, for chaos, to be able to take care of yourself and your family and those you're responsible for an extended period of time, you know, maybe months, maybe a year, because the chaos agents are already in place. And if that's what they have to do to tie Trump's hands, keep him out of office, or keep him from ruling effectively as president, that's what they'll do. And there's no telling once this genie's out of the bottle, where it's going, what it's going to cause. You can predict these things up to a point, but once you reach a certain point, you can't predict it anymore. It's just too crazy what all the possibilities of things that could happen. Some kind of big black swan event that nobody else could in a million years predict. I do know this, though, for the next year, almost a year or so, we better be on our toes, ready to take whatever action is necessary to protect ourselves and our families, our movement, our organizations, etc., because there are going to be threats to them.
Yes, sir. I want to dive in on that, too, with you, Dr. Hill, as soon as we come back from the second break. We'll be right back, people, at the second commercial break.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The trial of former President Donald Trump's New York hush money case, overseen by Judge Juan Merchan, has been postponed from its initial start date of March 25th. That's due to discovery challenges raised by the defense. The judge has decided to delay the trial by 30 days and has set a hearing for March 25th to tackle the discovery issues. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case as long as Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, T-shirt. In every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
During his remarks, Biden condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package already approved by the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris is taking part in discussions on marijuana reform alongside rapper Fat Joe and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear at the White House. The roundtable held Friday included individuals who have been pardoned for marijuana-related convictions aiming to address criminal justice reform. President Biden has proposed federal law changes to ease marijuana regulations and has pardoned thousands of possession convictions. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for a civilian evacuation. It's believed more than a million people are sheltered in Rafah. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have some people I know that used to follow us, and they still do, but we've had a few people say, and I know for sure, they have told me, Eddie, someone called me Papa, I used to like to listen to your show, but it's too depressing. And you're too, you know, you lean too far toward violence, and you're too pessimistic, and it's, in other words, it's not joyous enough. But if you're that type of people, you might want to tune off, because what we're going to be telling you people is what we call hardcore reality. If you think it's bad, I mean, a few years from now, you're probably going to say this was the good old days, because Dr. Hill and I, mainly Dr. Hill, we're going to tell you probably what's coming. And how we know, look what happened in the past. And we'll talk about a little bit about that more. Before I run my mouth too much, we're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill's going to continue the thoughts he had prior to the break. And we're also going to expand upon some of the things that Dr. Hill and I talked about during the break. So go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Well, one thing I'd like to emphasize based on what you just said there is, I am very optimistic about the future. Short term, we have some trouble to go through because we haven't been as vigilant as we should have been, and we've let our enemies get too strong and too entrenched, and they're going to have to be rooted out. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They're not going to come out easy.
Yes.
They're certainly not going to come out voluntarily. But if we value our freedom and prosperity, they've got to be rooted out, and we've got to get back in control of our country. And if, you know, from my personal perspective, that is the South, my country. But let me just tell you something else that probably would appeal to your male listeners, and consequently, to your female listeners. You males out there, you need to get undomesticated. You know what, when we talk about a domesticated animal, we're talking about an animal that basically has had its, fangs pulled and its other parts cut off if it's a male.
Yes.
You know, and that's exactly what the establishment wants you to be, is domesticated. Be undomesticated, be wild, as it were, be ungovernable by these people, be uncooperative, be a pain in the ass for
yes.
them. And you'll find out that you enjoy that. If you're like me, you'll enjoy it. And also, it will give you a sense of accomplishment when you get these people all upset and worried. And the more names they call you and with a more frequency, you know you're getting under their skin. And that's what you want to do. Somebody was talking to me the other day about, you know, getting on this list and that list. And I said, look, the more lists I'm on, the better I like it, because that means I'm doing my job. It means these people hate me, and I love it when they hate me.
Amen. Amen. I just wallow in their, just take a bath in their hatred.
Absolutely. How would you feel if they liked you? How would you feel if they weren't afraid of you? How would you feel if they just ignored you and just said, oh, well, you know, we don't pay any attention to these people? Their attention, their concern, their name calling, all that is a manifestation of their fear of you. And that's exactly how you beat an enemy. First and foremost, you make him fear you. And an enemy is not going to fear a domesticated man. An enemy is going to fear a man who is wild and undomesticated. And that's what all you men out there need to be. And I guarantee you that your women will like you better for it. If you are, don't be a housebroken lapdog for these people. Be hard to govern and hard to deal with. And yeah, you're going to raise some attention toward yourself, and you may even get yourself in what they would call trouble. But let me tell you, if you're not going to be prepared to get in some trouble, as it were, broadly defined, in the coming years, you're going to be worthless to this movement.
And probably dead, because
for your trouble. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're not going to spare you.
No. You know, Dr. Hill, you mentioned, and the same thing I've been hearing, millions, God only knows how many these invaders, and they're not refugees, harmless refugees, they're friggin' invaders. They're causing all kinds of havoc. I see we're in New York. I used to go run that New York marathon. They're becoming they're coming trouble up there. I was telling Dr. Hill during the break how I see hundreds, if not thousands, of these military age men Dr. Hill referenced. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of military aged non-white men who have no loyalty to this country. They have no connection to it, no common ancestry, no common religion, none of that stuff. And Dr. Hill also pointed out so wisely, and so probably, I hope not, but I think he is prophetic in saying that if the election starts going south, if there is a fair election, even if it's not a fair election, if it starts going south for the people, these Bolsheviks that control our government now, Dr. Hill, what he's describing is what I said during the break, a Charlottesville on steroids. When we were in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, there was a minor, you might say a micro Munich during the putsch over there. There was hundreds, if not several thousand, of these BLM, Antifa type, sicked upon us. And it's well known that they were paid. They were brought in by people like, they were brought in on buses by people like George Soros. And I'm getting to the point is, we're going to have to deal with these people. And where it's not going to have domesticated men are not going to be able to deal with that. A lot of them will probably have heart attacks and commit suicide, like they did in Fort Polk back in the 70s, before we even got out of training, people were committing suicide, my God. They couldn't even don't think about combat. But and I was referencing to what our beloved Adolf Hitler did before he became chancellor. He organized, and later when he did, he had his brown shirts. They had the SS. The SS was the original. Originally, when they first started, they were a bodyguard, Hitler's bodyguard. The labor became what they call, some of them became Waffen-SS, and they fought in the military. But Dr. Hill and I were talking about it during the break, and if you're getting ready to go back to Dr. Hill, they called them the socialists, the Nazis, although the Nazi, they say, is a slang term. I still kind of like it myself because it pisses off the leftists. They used the brown shirts in what later became the SS to battle this pitched battle in the streets of all over Germany. A lot of it, I think, went on in Munich, which is a stronghold for the Nazis, and it was stronger than the North, stronger hope for them in the North. We're going to have a combat like that. I'm envisioning not just the worst case scenario, but what Dr. Hill, what I think, and I think you'll agree, I'm going to get ready to go back to you, is a probable case scenario. Things start going south. I mean, they did it in Charlottesville. They've done it in other places. But they being the Bolsheviks, like Soros, hiring all these thugs, all the BLM, Antifa thugs, paying them, turning them loose on people like us, on patriots. I'm envisioning that magnified 10,000 times in places like Washington, D.C., Detroit, Memphis, Memphrica, Nashville, Jackson, Mississippi, Montgomery, Alabama. We're going to have to be prepared for that. We're going to have to, and I'm thinking this is not, I'm not going to say it's a worst case scenario, Dr. Hill. I'm going to say it's a probable case scenario. We're going to have to be prepared to get in the damn streets and fight with anything we got preferably with shotguns and 30-odd sixes and bayonets, Dr. Hill. But we've got to be prepared for that. I mean, if we don't, you know what? You mentioned the women, Dr. Hill. We are selling our own women into the graveyard, into a rape factory, if we're not ready to protect our own people. And if we can't do that, by God, we don't deserve to breathe air, Dr. Hill.
No, any society, any civilization that won't protect its women and its children doesn't deserve to exist and won't exist for long. And there's an existential threat against our women and children, indeed against our entire society and civilization, that is manifested itself here very, very vividly in the faces of all of these non-whites who have come across the border and who sit here waiting to form an army at the first opportunity when their masters give them the signal. You know, and so we white folks, descendants of the founding stock here, we've got to defend our patrimony, you know, our country, our homes, our counties, our states, our country. So it's a very simple thing that we're facing, although it won't be simple working out how to get it done successfully. It's
a
simple proposition.
We've got to go to a quick break, Dr. Hill. We'll be right back after this quick break. Sorry to have to cut you off. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'll make this quick before we go back to Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill and I, during the break, we were talking about this family in Georgia. Mike Weaver was on last week. He was talking about Philip Jacobs and Philip's wife. I can't remember her name right now. But they're facing prison time, folks. They, as you know, if you listened last week, Philip and his wife were arrested for littering. That's right, you heard it, littering. They were surrounded. Their house was surrounded by 10 or 12 SWAT team type thugs, sheriff's deputies in that county in Georgia down there, if they live in, and put in jail for littering, for passing out pamphlets exposing just how much control that the Jews have over our country. And the reason I point that out is they committed, the people, being the judge in the sheriff's department down there in Georgia, they arrested these people and put them in jail, even though not only the Georgia Supreme Court, but the United States Supreme Court has ruled that you have a citizen cannot be stopped from handing out newspapers, pamphlets, leaflets with any advertising or promoting a religious point of view, political point of view, or just a newspaper. There was court cases for that have settled that, even in Georgia. But yet, the point is, I'm getting a little long here. If the judge and the sheriff's department there in Georgia can put these people in jail, they've got them on 302 counts, $1,000 each count for littering. If they can get by with that and give the big finger to the Supreme Court of the United States and get by with it, this is going to be a litmus test, you people, we need to watch. Because they get by with that, don't think the law is going to protect you any at all. When all this hell breaks loose, it's probably going to break loose during this election time. I mean, I'm not swearing it's going to, but we're telling you, there's a very high probability of that happening if the election starts going south for the Bolsheviks. And even if it goes in our favor, it could still buck loose. But there's going to be a lot, there's going to be hell to pay. And like we were talking about before we went to the break, I got to hurry up and get it back to Dr. Hill. If you men out there, you need to prepare yourselves, man. You need to get together, and I'm going to go back to Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill can tell you how to best do this, organize yourself to small groups, how to get yourself in shape, etc. But the main thing is you got to look at reality in the eyes. You've got to face up to reality. This country, it's melting down, folks. We've already been taken over by a Bolshevik communist dictatorship. Everybody knows that. With that, I'm going to shut up. I've gone too long already. Go ahead, Dr. Hill. Follow up on what I was talking about, brother.
Well, all of these things usually boil down to fairly simple propositions. Just using the case of the two people in Georgia who have been arrested for handing out literature, exercising their right to free speech, for littering. I mean, everybody that's got a lick of sense sees that for what it is. It's selective persecution. And these cops over there who do this, it's a simple thing. You have got to make it less profitable for them to serve the Jews than to serve their own people. If it costs them more to support the Jew regime than it does to support the rights of their own people, then we need to change that scenario. We need to make it much more expensive for these people to act against our interest, even though that they normally are part of us. They're our people. They've been bought off. They've been paid off. They've been given a paycheck to do the administration's bidding, and the administration, of course, we know who runs it. It's not Joe Biden, that's for sure. It's ZOG, as they say, Zionist Occupied Government. But when it becomes more expensive for them to go against us than it is for them to go in favor of their Jew masters, then they'll turn and they will support us. But as long as the Jews make it more profitable for them to be used against us, their own people, then that's what they will do. We've got to change the situation here where it becomes way too expensive for these officials to go against the white man in favor of the Jew and make it much more profitable, let's say, for them to support their own people than to support the Jews. And we've got to get in a situation where we know how to do that and that we're not afraid to do that. Because if you take away the Jews and the administration, whatever the regime's hands and feet, their eyes and ears, they're helpless. And let's face the fact here, Eddie, they couldn't do this without the help of tens of thousands of Shabbos goy, as they call
them. Yes, absolutely.
White folks who have sold out to the Jew regime. Once those people come back to us and the regime has nobody to cook its meals, to do its security, to do all of its mundane everyday tasks and chores that is necessary for it to stay in power and rule, then they're going to be blind and deaf, halt and lame. They're not going to be able to do anything. And see, that's what we need to, you know, any official that has is in office, or, you know, a cop or something like that, that is basically sold out to these people, needs to be reminded who they really serve, or who they really ought to serve, and whose community they live in. You know, these people have names and addresses, you know, yes, and I'm not going to say any more than that. They have names and addresses. Figure out what I'm saying.
Yes. And, you know, Dr. Phil, all we have to do is look at history and see what happens to these race traitors, these religious traitors, people that turn on their own. And I'll lump these, I always use the term Southern Baptist for the generic term to cover all Judeo-Christians. And I've always said that the Judeo-Christians, saying you're a Judeo-Christian, I've said this over and over, it's like saying it's you're a virgin whore. It's the same thing. There's no such thing as a Judeo-Christian. But when these people, they need to know, all they have to do is look at places like the Soviet Union, not from 1918 on, when the Jews got complete upper hand in Russia, when they killed the Tsar and his family, and they got the Gulag system going. They people in control turned on their own. They ate their own young, so to speak. Some of the leaders of the Gulag, I think one of the ones that come to mind is Genrikh Yagoda, and some of the other ones I can't remember. But the Jews that ran the massive Gulag system over there, the biggest concentration camp system in the world. They, the ones running the damn Gulags, a lot of them were put to death. Stalin had a lot of his own people put to death. These people that are serving this, just like you just said, Dr. Hill, that are serving the system, they're going to be putting their life at risk. We had a KGB agent that said that he hadn't been on our show, but we talked about him, and he said that some of the most ardent fighters of communism were the people that work hardcore communists, but they finally they realized what happened to people that serve the system. You serve the devil, you're going to get ate up. And the biggest traitors that I look at is that I really can't stand are these so-called Judeo-Christians that have sold us all the way, that have sold us down the river to their precious Israel and their precious Jews. But Dr. Hill, before we run out of time, we've got a couple minutes. And we've probably covered some of this before. What is your advice specifically to the young men, not necessarily old men, young men, but a lot of the old men are fighting shape. What can we do?
Get in shape. Quit eating processed food. Quit eating sugar. Quit smoking. Get off prescription drugs. Stay away from doctors. Stay away from hospitals. Stay away from, you know, all of these big things, big ag, big pharma, big food. Go the natural way. Keep yourselves in shape. Make sure your family is provided for. Learn skills. Know how to defend yourself. But most importantly, keep yourself in good tip-top physical condition. Because what we're going into here is going to demand of you things that you have never had to do before. And that means you're going to have to not only be in good physical shape, but you're going to have to be tougher mentally than you ever imagined that you would have to be, because you probably will have to do some things that you never saw yourself doing. And you need to think about those things when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and can't sleep. And I know you all know what I'm talking about there. The world is magnified at that point. That's the point that you need to really have a conversation with yourself and with your God about what you need to do to get ready for what's coming.
You got that. I appreciate that summation, Dr. Hill. That's excellent advice we can all use. But Dr. Hill, we've come to the complete end of the hour. I'd like to thank you so much for coming on. I'd like to thank you for our precious listeners, too, for any and all advice you've given in the news updates. But Dr. Hill, I'll keep in touch with you, and you do the same with me, brother. God bless you. See you in Georgia not too long from now. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. People were transitioning to the second hour. I'm sorry. So hang on your seats. We're going to pick up Sister Nancy and Sister Braveheart. Be right back, folks.